Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
I'm Rebecca.
Today's lesson is the second part of this month's article about Star Wars Rebels.
星际大战反抗军起义 This is a new TV show about the Star Wars universe.
We learned that yesterday, okay? We learned a bit more. We saw it was created by a man called George Lucas.
He decided to make it into a movie in 1977. We'll find out more about that first movie today.
Yep, we'll also find out how the Star Wars movies relate to the TV show Star Wars Rebels.
We'll find out some of the story and introduce some of the characters.
All right, let's read it and find out more about this interesting TV show.
马上来看看今天的节目咯。
Star Wars Rebels.
Star Wars. A New Hope was released in theaters in 1977. It became a classic movie about good and evil. Since then, the world of Star Wars has expanded. Disney's show, Star Wars Rebels,will continue telling the story of the Star Wars universe. The story in Rebels takes place 5 years before A New Hope. The main characters are Kanan and Ezra. When Kanan and Ezra meet, Kanan realizes Ezra has the powers of a Jedi.The presence of Jedi scares the evil Empire because the Empire knows how powerful Jedi are.
Word power!
Theater. Theater.My friends and I went to the theater to watch a movie. My friends and I went to the theater to watch a movie. Continue. Continue. Continue, continued, continued. Anita continued studying English even after she completed university.Anita continued studying English even after she completed university. Take place. Take place. The meeting between the managers will take place this afternoon. The meeting between the managers will take place this afternoon. Presents. Presents. The thief's.Presents made all the customers in the bank scared. The thief's presents made all the customers in the bank scared.
So yesterday we mentioned the first Star Wars movie came out in 1977. The article begins by reminding us of that to set the scene. It says, Star Wars, A New Hope, was released in theaters in 1977. Now, A New Hope was kind of like the title of this movie. They're all called Star Wars something something. Like, for example, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
哦，所以他们是系列电影嘛，那每一部啊都有副标题，像是1977年这个史上第一部《星际大战》电影的副标题就是 A New Hope， 字面上意思啊就是一个新的希望，但我们台湾的片商把它翻译成《星际大战：曙光乍现》，而 Pat 老师刚提到另外一部呢翻译成《星际大战：绝地大反攻》。
Okay, now this movie was released in 1977. When a movie is released, R-E-L-E-A-S-E-D, released, it means it's being shown in theaters and you can go to see it.
release 这个字用在电影啊、唱片啊的方面啊，指的是发行唱片啊、电影上映等等。Can you tell us more about the word theater?
Sure. Theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-E-R, and it's a building where films are shown,、a building or a place with a stage where plays and shows are performed or movies are screened.
哦，所以这个 theater 啊，有戏院啊、剧院、电影院的意思，也就是说舞台剧啊、音乐剧上演的地方叫 theater， 播放电影的电影院也可以叫 theater。当然，你可以更详细把它说成是 movie theater。美式英文的 theater 拼法是 T-H-E-A-T-E-R 啊，字尾是 T-E-R。也许你会看到英式英文拼法是 T-R-E、
yes.
但不管哪一种哦，其念起来都是一样的。
Okay, let's use it in a sentence. My friends and I went to the theater to watch a movie. My friends and I went to the theater to watch a movie.
我跟朋友去电影院看电影。 When Star Wars A New Hope was first released in theaters back in 1977, did people love it?
Oh, well, when this movie was released, it became popular straight away, and it's still popular to this day. The article explains why. It became a classic movie about good and evil. Now, this is a theme or idea that appears in many adventure stories.
的确哦，很多冒险旅程的故事讲就是好人跟坏人啊，啊，善与恶啊，正义跟邪恶一方的对抗咯。
But Star Wars A New Hope was just the start. As the article says, since then, the world of Star Wars has expanded. Now, to expand, E-X-P-A-N-D, expand means to get bigger, like when you blow up a balloon.
也就是说，因为 Star Wars 第一部电影很受欢迎的关系啊，导演就把这片子延伸啊，扩大去拍下去了。How did it get expanded?
Well, for a start, there have been 6 more movies about the universe, plus some cartoon TV shows, books, and much more.
哎，太厉害了！这电影一拍下去呢，就六集，还外加卡通啊，还有书本等等。So how does the new show Star Wars Rebels fit in?
Well, the article says Disney's show Star Wars Rebels will continue telling the story of the Star Wars universe. To continue something, C-O-N-T-I-N-U-E, continue, means to keep existing or happening without stopping. So it's just keeping the story going.
这 continue, 这个继续持续的意思，我们可以在后面加上一个动词的 ing, 或者你也可以加 to 跟原形动词，表示持续做某件事，啊，这样继续工作，你就可以说 continue to work, 或者是 continue working, 都是可以的哦。
Yep, here's another example. We could say,Anita continued studying English even after she completed university. Anita continued studying English even after she completed university.
就算她大学都已经念完，都毕业了，还是继续学英文呢。经文中介绍告诉我们说，《星际大战》之前电影系列很受欢迎啊，所以迪士尼买下版权之后，打算拍电视剧的系列，而且电视剧内容呢，会继续来说这个《星际大战》里面这个宇宙的故事。
The article goes on to say, the story in Rebels takes place 5 years before A New Hope.Now, take place means to happen, especially after previously being either arranged or planned. For example, we could say, the meeting between the managers will take place this afternoon.
哦，而且这个 take place 就是我们今天的英文快译通的片语哦。现在就把时间交给快译通老师。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah!
我是 Laura， 哎，我今天代办英文快译通哦。那今天要教大家的文法点是动词片语 take place， take 跟 place 哪地方什么意思啊？这字面上看起来好像有点难懂哎，难不成是要我拿东西去什么地方吗？好，那我们不啰嗦，马上来替大家解惑吧。Take place 其实呢就等于发生， happen 的意思。上次啊，你要用英文说某事件或是活动举行、举办啊，这时候呢，我们用到 take place 就是非常好用的片语哦，非常好派上用场。那不过话可别说一半，比方说呢，你邀请朋友开趴，没跟人家讲时间跟地点，不就囧大了？这时候呢，我们就要记得在 take place 后面接上活动举行的时间啊、地点啊。那虽然说 take place 上面写的是 place， 但是呢，它也是可以接时间的啦。所以呢，你就可以这么说啦 ：The party would take place at my house on Friday night。星期五晚上会在我家开趴哦。这就等于 The party will happen on Friday night at my house。哇哦，这么一来，时间地点就一次搞定，是不是很方便呢？那除了活动之外，你可以用来表示其他事件在什么什么发生哦。像是呢 ，The story of the Hunger Games takes place in an imaginary future world。畅销小说跟电影这个饥饿游戏的故事啊，是发生在一个幻想中的 imaginary 未来世界。那或是呢，哦，你可以说 This classic shot took place in 1940s New York， 也就是这张经典摄影作品，也就是 classic shot， 是在1945年的纽约拍的哦。好，另外要注意的是啊 ，take place 中间如果有放人事物的话呢，意思啊可就差了十万八千里哦。Take something or somebody's place， 这样子呢指的就是取代啊、代替什么人或东西的意思哦。举例来说啊 ，I was really sick and couldn't go to my class， so I asked Celine to take my place。我重感冒没办法去上课，所以我就叫这个 Celine 代替我去啊。我怎么说出来了，真是不良示范，你们千万不可以说出去哦。好啦，再举个例子好了。 Smartphones and tablets might take the place of computers in today's world， 意思就是啊，在现在的世界啊，这个智慧型手机和平板电脑或许会取代电脑的地位哦。所以这个 take somebody's place， 拿走他的位置，诶，大家有没有觉得这有点像是篡位啊，取代谁的地位那个意思呢？哇，今天的动词片语 take place 虽然简单却非常好用哦。下次用英文表示时间啊、地点的时候，记得就要活用哦。英文快一通 takes place at the same time next month， 下个月同一时间记得再收看哦，拜拜。
So back to the story of Star Wars Rebels. The article says the main characters are Kanan and Ezra.
刚提到的 character 这个字是角色的意思。The main characters 就是主要的角色。主角叫 Kanan and Ezra.
Ezra. E-Z-R-A, Ezra. Now here's more about them. When Kanan and Ezra meet...Kanan realizes Ezra has the powers of a Jedi. Now remember, we learned yesterday that the Jedi are heroes who have special powers.
Wow, Jedi 是绝地武士，不是每个人都可以当绝地武士的。我也想当绝地武士啊，可是我拿不动光剑，我也跑不快，我一出场呢就被坏人给劈死了。那么电视剧当中的星际大战一开始啊，说这两位主角相遇的时候呢， Kanan 发现 Ezra 有个绝地武士能力耶。
Now, the fact that Ezra has Jedi powers is important, and here's why. The article explains, the presence of Jedi scares the evil Empire because the Empire knows how powerful the Jedi are. So here the Empire is evil and the Jedi are good.
That's why they are scared by the presence of the powerful Jedi, as the Jedi might fight them and defeat them.
That's right. Now, the word presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, presence, means when something or someone is present in a particular place.
Presence 这个字啊，名词啊，它是存在。也许同学们比较熟悉它形容词用法 ,P-R-E-S-E-N-T.Present, 不就是礼物这个字吗？没错哦 ,present 当名词使用的时候是礼物的意思 ,present 当形容词的时候意思呢就存在的。所以当老师点名的时候啊，你就说yo, 啊，英文可以简单说 here, 或者是 present, 也就是说我在啊 ,present 当形容词是存在的。而某个人或某件事物的存在这件事情名词就是 presence, 字尾呢从 T 改成 CE 了。
For example, the thief's presence made all the customers in the bank scared. The thief's presence made all the customers in the bank scared.
小偷的存在让这银行里面所有的客人啊都吓到了。在星际大战故事当中，绝地武士的存在让邪恶帝国不至于太嚣张。
Now, many of the other Star Wars movies are also about the battle between the good Jedi and the evil Empire. We'll explain more about the different characters in Star Wars Rebels tomorrow, but for now, it's time for us to end today's lesson.
好可惜哦，明天会教更多星际大战角色跟故事内容，千万不要错过哦。
Okay, so one thing we mentioned in today's article was the battle between good and evil. Now, this is often a very important thing in stories, and it's particularly used in stories we tell to young people.
That's right. 我们都是看故事长大的，在故事当中，正义跟邪恶的对立其实是很重要的哦。小朋友们，年轻人们会从这样的故事当中学习呢。
Now, the reason that we tell these stories is it helps kids understand a little more about right and wrong, okay? That way, they grow up wanting to do the right thing and be on the good side, not on the evil side.
对啊，同学们记不记得自己小时候呢，也很喜欢披上披风，挥舞着宝剑，假装自己是英雄去杀坏蛋呢？这就是一个很重要的学习过程，学习善跟恶呢。
So that's why you get a lot of stories about like superheroes and battles and knights and dragons, and it's always the good guys and the bad guys, and the good guys do good things and they win. Okay, so people want to go, well, the good guys always win. I should be a good guy. Okay, now, however, those are the stories we tell to younger people.But when we grow up, we often find that these simple ideas of good and evil are a little too easy, a little too simple. Things aren't always just black and white. And actually, the Star Wars stories, the movies, they recognize that. And there are a lot of characters who might be good or they might be evil. They could be both. They could be either. And it's all about the choice in their lives about what to do.
是的，长大之后你可能会发现哦，善与恶好像不是那么的绝对耶。人生当中，其实像故事一样，你必须做出很多的决定。哎，也许你踏错这一步，哎，人生的发展就不一样咯。
Okay, and that choice makes for the most interesting part of the stories, because sometimes they think, well, I know I should do the good thing,But if I do the good thing, maybe I can't be with the girl I love. So the only way for us to be together is for me to do the bad thing.
What?
So that's the kind of choices they have to make.
怎么办？怎么办？ Yeah. 如果是你，你会怎么办呢？
What do you do? Do you follow the good path or do you go, no, I want to follow my heart? Okay, these are all stories about...good and evil and choice, okay? But that is all for today's lesson. So please, guys, join us again tomorrow. We're going to talk more about Star Wars Rebels. We're going to introduce all the different characters in it. There's some really interesting ones. So please join us again for part 3 of this article. But for us, for A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Rebecca.
And we'll see you again next time. Bye for
now.
Bye-bye.
I don't believe we've met before. My name's Jesse.
I don't believe we've met before. My name's Jesse.
Hello everyone, it's Celine. 你曾经想要介绍自己，但是不知道该如何开口吗？是不是觉得直接走到别人面前说 Hi, my name is Celine 好像怪怪的？那就是因为你少了今天我要讲的这句话哦。仔细听。I don't believe we've met before. My name's Jesse. 意思就是呢，我想我们没有见过，我的名字是 Jesse。这样子自我介绍是不是合理多了呢？而且这个用法也非常正式又有礼貌哦。这句话开头我们会看到 believe 这个字，这里不是相信的意思，它的意思比较接近觉得某件事情是真的，所以 I don't believe 就是我想这不是真的。什么事情不是真的呢？就是 we've met before， 我们见过面这件事情不是真的。这边用了现在完成式 have， 就有着
到目前为止的含义。讲完 I don't believe we've met before 以后呢，你就可以接上你真正的自我介绍咯。 My name's Jessie。 希望讲到这里大家都理解了。最后我们再来复习一次今天的句子。 I don't believe we've met before。 My name's Jessie。下次有机会自我介绍就不要害羞了，赶快走上前去说 I don't believe we've met before， 然后说出自己的名字吧。小聚会我们下次见，拜拜。
I don't believe we've met before. My name's Jessie.
I don't believe we've met before. My name's Jessie.
Star Wars Rebels.
Star WarsA New Hope was released in theaters in 1977. It became a classic movie about good and evil. Since then, the world of Star Wars has expanded. Disney's show, Star Wars Rebels, will continue telling the story of the Star Wars universe.The story in Rebels takes place 5 years before A New Hope. The main characters are Kanan and Ezra. When Kanan and Ezra meet, Kanan realizes Ezra has the powers of a Jedi. The presence of Jedi scares the evil Empire because the Empire knowshow powerful Jedi are.
Theater. Theater. My friends and I went to the theater to watch a movie. My friends and I went to the theater to watch a movie. Continue. Continue. Continue.Continued, continued. Anita continued studying English even after she completed university. Anita continued studying English even after she completed university. Take place, take place. The meeting between the managers will take placethis afternoon. The meeting between the managers will take place this afternoon. Presents. Presents. The thief's presence made all the customers in the bank scared. The thief's presence made all the customers in the bank scared.